This is Decoded Daybook for January 30th. January is a crucial month for gardeners. By the end of the month, seed catalogs are dog-eared, orders are penciled in, and colorful dreams and schemes begin to solidify. So it was on this date in 1932 when a group of North Dakota and Manitoba gardeners and dreamers went public with plans for a new garden in the Turtle Mountains that would span the 49th parallel between Dunseith, North Dakota, and Boisevane, Manitoba. Not a vegetable garden, mind you, but a 3,000-acre plot containing hills and trees and lakes to be dedicated as a natural monument to peace. The sponsors announced that the site would be known as the International Peace Garden, free of commercialism, with half of the land in the United States and half in Canada. They said it would be a shrine to peace. The idea grew out of annual peace picnics that had been taking place in the shady recesses of the Turtle Mountains for several years. The picnics celebrated the long history of peaceful relations between the U.S. and Canada. It was out of these peace picnics, which were attended by as many as 5,000 people, that the dream of a permanent peace garden was born. The founders envisioned a natural landscape complemented by the work of leading gardeners and landscape artists of both nations. Their vision excluded any commercial development. They were seeking legislation that would disallow any gasoline stations, roadhouses, dance pavilions, or other resorts within 5 miles of the park, providing a protected zone. No small thinkers, they asked for $5 million right in the middle of America's Great Depression, over $70 million in today's dollars. One-fifth of that would be used for direct improvements of the park, and four-fifths would be set aside as a permanent endowment to assure proper maintenance down through the years. The organizers sought support from service clubs, the state and provincial governments, individual donors, and even the nickels and dimes of American and Canadian school children. Perhaps the financial bleakness of the 1930s and the fear of another war had helped inspire the Peace Garden planners, but in July of 1932, 50,000 individuals traveled from all over the United States and Canada to witness the groundbreaking and dedication ceremony for this unique and enduring garden in the center of North America, the International Peace Garden. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Russell Ford Dunker. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.